A House Select Committee wants documents from the Trump administration for its investigation of the January 6th insurrection. Former President Donald Trump wants to block the committee's subpoenas. Tuesday morning, lawyers for both sides faced off in a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. Attorney Justin Clark is a lawyer representing former President Trump.
The former president's determination with respect to privilege, in some instances, is going to be a better determination with respect to privilege because of the context of conversations, of documents, of records, whatever. And the court needs to weigh those.
Trump is trying to block the select committee from getting more than 700 pages of documents, including presidential diaries, schedules, correspondence, call logs, and email chains. But his arguments found a skeptical audience on the three-judge appeals court panel. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson challenged Clark's argument about a former president being in a better position to determine privilege.
The incumbent president will know better the needs of the executive branch with respect to accommodation of the legislature, right? The briefs from the appellees talk about the fact that the incumbent president has the current present relationship with Congress.
Trump has asserted executive privilege at least four times in relation to the January 6th investigation, most recently a couple weeks ago. But the Biden administration has decided not to claim privilege over the documents. Douglas Leder is a general counsel for the House of Representatives. He represented the House Select Committee.
President Trump says Mr. Trump says, I'm suing in my official capacity. And what we're saying is you really have basically no official capacity here.
He says there is one president running the executive branch, and while a former president can raise legal claims, the incumbent president has greater sway.
This president, as we know, said we have an extremely strong interest here in the select committee being able to carry out this investigation as part of its legislative duties, responsibilities, and therefore in that situation, the court should do is say the current president has spoken and that's it. We're done.
Brian Boynton is a Justice Department lawyer representing the Biden administration.
One, this is a privilege that is held by the Republic, not by an individual. Two, the incumbent is in the best position to evaluate the costs and benefits of asserting privilege. Three, if there's a decision made not to assert privilege, the burdens of that fall on the incumbent. Four, the incumbent is the only politically accountable actor. And then fifth, it's the incumbent that is exercising the duties of the presidency. And in no other respect, this was discussed earlier, in no other respect that we're aware of does a former president have the ability to block something the current president wants to do.
In recent days, the House Select Committee has tried to ramp up its investigation, including a look at the role of Trump in the insurrection that temporarily stopped congressional vote counting in the presidential election. Former Trump official Steve Bannon has been indicted on contempt for refusing to cooperate with a subpoena, and the House will vote on another contempt charge Tuesday. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said he plans to cooperate with the Select Committee, at least for now. Meanwhile, the appeals court says it will move quickly to act on the lawsuit known as Trump versus Benny Thompson. And even though the judges seemed skeptical of Trump's arguments, there was some support for hearing him out. Judge Patricia Millett explained.
It can't be that y'all go to court and we go, incumbent president wins. Thank you for playing. There'd be no point for a lawsuit.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.